Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If God wants all His children in this life to be healthy and wealthy, what does He will for the disobedient? No, I'm not asking about the punishment of the wicked at the end of the age. In His great sermon on the Mount of Olives, Jesus told His disciples concerning the wicked, "These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." Matthew 25:46. If the righteous will always be healthy and wealthy, does that mean the wicked will not prosper, regardless of their ingenuity and dedication? God promised to keep His people free from sicknesses and diseases, if they obeyed Him. But He threatened to lay diseases and sicknesses on those who hated His people. "And you shall consume all the people which the Lord your God shall deliver to you. Your eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shall you serve their gods, for they shall be a snare unto you." Deuteronomy 7:15-16. At the time Moses addressed these words to the Israelites, they were making preparation to inherit the land God had promised to their fathers. God had instructed His people to drive the heathen tribes from Canaan. Those tribes that dwelt in the land had become unspeakably evil. They engaged in practices that were abominable in the sight of God. Some of the tribes even practiced human sacrifice. God could not bear the evil those people were committing. So He demanded that the Jews drive them out of the land. There were almost certainly a number of reasons why God commanded His people to get rid of those pagan people. The iniquity of the heathen had reached such an evil plane, God could no longer endure it. They were like Sodom, Gomorrah, and the other cities of the plains. Genesis 19. If the Israelites did not drive the pagan people from Canaan, there was always the danger the people of God would be tempted to behave like their heathen neighbors. Over and over, the great prophets of the Old Testament warned the Israelites about participating in the immoral activities of the heathen tribes. They demanded that the people of God avoid idol worship at all costs. They knew idolatry would be a snare for Satan to lead God's people astray. The great prophets of Israel would not fit in with modern culture, including many modern churches. While most of the messages of the prophets were positive in their nature, many of them were not and could not be. How would modern churches react if their preachers condemned the sins of our culture, including gambling, beverage alcohol, and such like? Would they not object that such preaching is too negative and too discouraging? In our preaching, there should be a balance between the positive and the negative. Most of our sermons should be positive in nature. That is, we should preach those great positive truths of the gospel of Christ, such as the Lord's incarnation, His death, burial, and resurrection, His second coming, His powerful parables, and the moral values He espoused and exemplified. No one can be saved simply by avoiding evil, although that is essential. We must also follow the moral principle Jesus and His apostles taught. Paul urged the Thessalonians, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from every form of evil." 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22. The Apostle Peter combined the positive and the negative in his admonitions to his readers. "Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brothers, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are called thereunto, that you should receive a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." 1 Peter 3:10-11. Faithful prophets and preachers have always opposed evil and supported the good. We cannot do less and please God. Thank you, and may God bless you.